Hi, this is Sabina, and I'd like to talk to you about EMDR and why we like to use this in clinic. I particularly like it a lot, and I use it in conjunction with my hypnotherapy. So EMDR is eye motion desensitization and reprocessing. And what does it actually mean? Well, it means that if a person has had a trauma, now the trauma can be in childhood, remember things that happen in a childhood are huge to that child, and as an adult you might not think they were as significant as a child would think so. So you could be an accident, loss of a loved one, there could be perpetual emotional abuse, fear. Particularly as a child, if you're living in a household that is very emotional, a lot of rows going on, a lot of anger. So it could also, of course, be involved in things like sexual abuse. And it's very much used for PTSD. So what happens? Why are we feeling these emotions, these triggers, all these years later? Why are we feeling the anxiety? Well, it's thought that what happens is the motion comes into the brain, it travels so far up the brain, passes several sections of the brain, is integrated between the left and right hemisphere, but at a certain point it is stopped. And it is left, and it was described by Adrian Radford Shute, as in its raw state. I think that's quite a good way of describing it. And it is kept there in its raw state. Now, if you want to know a lot more about how the emotion works in the brain and the influence of EMDR, have a look at Professor Miller's YouTube. He does an excellent description and he brings in the science for those of you who like a scientific explanation to things. I've put the link below. So what happens? We then go through our lives and any associated trigger to that emotion puts us back into the state of that anxiety, that fear. So it locks us down. We really can't cope with that fear and it just keeps building up, as most probably because you're listening to this YouTube, you will be well aware of. We could have flashbacks, nightmares, fear, impending doom, not feeling good enough, all sorts of emotions linked with anxiety. So in the therapy session, we use bilateral stimulation. What is that? So bilateral stimulation is the client follows the fingers from left to right of the therapist. There is a lot more prior to doing that, which is listed below in the article. Because there's a setting up of the client and then we go into bilateral stimulation. And what we're doing is we're taking that emotion from that raw state, stimulating from left to right, left and right hemispheres of the brain, and processing it. So the desensitization literally means so that when you have a trigger of the same issue, experience linked to what happened in the beginning or the very first time, it doesn't have the same effect. Let me give you an example, and I think always examples are very good. This is a true example. Bear in mind, any example I give on this website is with the permission of the client. I might have changed the gender, the age, obviously no names, but it is with the permission of the client. So I had a client who had a terrible fear of not having money and losing money. So not being able to generate money, not being able to hang on to money, everything around money. And you might say, well, that's all to do with self-esteem. You know, build up the self-esteem, she'll be fine. She'd been down that road and it hadn't worked. So we looked at her past. And in childhood, the strongest memory she had was being shown a bank statement at the age of 8 by her mother. And in those days, you youngsters won't know about this, but we had bank statements through the post. And if you were in debt and run over into overdraft, the figure at the bottom of the bank statement was written in red. And in those days, you used to say, oh, I'm in the red. That meant you're in overdraft. Now, she was shown this bank statement and became very frightened by it. It was a little bit of a foolish thing to have shown this child this bank statement, but it was done. And the child believed that she was going to be evicted from the house. They were going to be told to leave. And somehow the child had believed that they were going to live in tea boxes, those old packing boxes, and they would have to live on the street. Now, that hadn't been processed properly, because that never happened. Okay, just didn't happen. But because the trauma was so great, it was held. And it was reinforced, but later on, with her rather volatile father, who used to always say, money never grows on trees, look how hard I have to work, I hate my job, I don't want to go to work, I have to earn all this money, all of that. So now the little girl is associating, you go to work to earn money, but it's not a nice place to be in. And because her father's quite volatile, again, another trauma, another anxiety, another fear. And that kept being repeated through her childhood. So now she's an adult and always had issues over money. Okay. So we set up the EMDR, because there is a process in setting up, and we go into the first trauma. So that's the bank statement. And we do that, and she certainly does feel the anxiety of it. It all comes flooding back. But as we do the EMDR, that eases and eases and eases, and we take it down, right down, till when I say to her, how do you feel about bank statements with being in the red? It has no effect on her. And that will have almost a domino effect on other things to do with money, other traumas to do with money. But we did go into those as well and do EMDR. So that now, when there is a money issue in her life, it doesn't spark that enormous amount of anxiety. We've used hypnotherapy to get resilience, self-esteem, and also acceptance of what happened. Now, as you can appreciate, I've given a very short description of what EMDR does in clinic, but it also does a lot more, and particularly when a person is extremely anxious or has this very long-term, almost what I call chronic anxiety. And the body has a way of trying to compensate from that, and it introduces distractions and potentially addictions. So if you have any concerns of that nature and you'd like to talk about EMDR and if it can help you, just give me a call or email me. I'd love to hear from you.